Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. How do strokes work? Like strokes that happen inside of people's brains? Over the weekend, a video made the rounds on YouTube. The video shows a newscaster named Serene Branson giving a report outside the Grammy Awards. Her first few words are okay, but then what follows is undecipherable. It appears that she's forgotten how to speak and can only link unrelated sounds together. According to early reports, she was quickly rushed to the hospital. Later reports disputed the early reports, and who knows what really happened, but when those early reports came out, the speculation was that she had suffered from a stroke. In a stroke, something goes wrong with the blood supply to the brain. In Branson's case, it appeared that the blood supply to her speech center was suddenly interrupted. Everyone has heard of a heart attack, because heart attacks are the number one killer in America, according to the CDC, and most people understand the cause of heart attacks. On the outside of the heart, there are blood vessels that supply oxygen and nutrients to the heart's muscle cells. If one of those blood vessels gets clogged, either with plaque or with a blood clot, part of the heart muscle runs out of oxygen and starts dying. A stroke is the same kind of thing that happens in the brain, cutting off oxygen to an area of the brain and causing brain cells to start dying. Strokes are currently the number three cause of death in the United States. Strokes are categorized by the way in which the blood supply is interrupted. In the most common type of stroke, something blocks an artery. The two things that can block an artery in the brain are the same two things that can block an artery in the heart, either plaque or a blood clot. Plaque is a fatty substance that builds up on the inside of arteries, slowly filling them and shrinking the amount of blood that can flow. If enough plaque builds up, it cuts off blood flow completely and causes a stroke. This is the most common way to have a stroke. Blood clots are less likely than plaque, but they have exactly the same effect. One advantage of a stroke caused by a blood clot is that clots can sometimes be dissolved with clot-busting drugs. If dissolved quickly enough, the brain can sometimes recover. The other type of stroke is a hemorrhagic stroke, and here there's a rupture instead of a blockage. One of the blood vessels inside the brain breaks and starts bleeding. This can not only cut off the blood supply, but may also cause pressure on parts of the brain from the blood that escapes. The rupture can come from an aneurysm, a thin part of a larger blood vessel that pops like a balloon, or a rupture in a small blood vessel, often triggered because blood pressure is too high. Once a stroke occurs, there are a number of telltale signs that may appear. A sharp, sudden headache that comes out of nowhere is one of the classic signs. Slurred speech, as in the case of Serene Branson, is another. A sudden inability to understand or respond to spoken commands usually indicates a stroke as well. If a limb suddenly goes numb or goes limp, or it looks like the muscles on one side of the face have stopped working, that would be another classic sign of a stroke. Strange, sudden vision problems would be another. The place where the stroke occurs controls the symptoms. For example, if the stroke occurs near the part of the brain that controls the right arm, then the right arm will go limp. There are something like 700,000 strokes in the United States every year. They are fairly common events, especially in older adults. If you're visiting with a friend who suddenly manifests strange symptoms like those described above, time is of the essence. The quicker a stroke is treated, the better the chances of recovery. Call 911 immediately and keep the person having the stroke calm until help arrives.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And don't forget to check out the BrainStuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. You can also follow BrainStuff on Facebook or Twitter at BrainStuffHSW. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.